We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, welcome into Candlestick Chronicles, a 49ers podcast on the Blue Wire Podcast Network. I am Kyle Madsen. I write about the 49ers over at NinersWire.com, part of the USA Today Sports Media Group. Joining me now, Chris Biederman of the Sacramento Bee, as he does every... I don't know why I say joining me, like this is not a show that we both...
Hanging.
That's annoying. That's annoying. I hate that. I just noticed that I say that, and I don't like it. I'm going to change that wording in the intro. But I'm Kyle. He's Chris. We're the host of Candlestick Chronicles, a 49ers podcast on the Blue Wire Podcast Network. I heard about the 49ers over at NinersWire.com, part of the USA Today Sports Media Group. And Chris writes for the Sacramento Bee. So we're sponsored by Lamb Chops. SGLambChops.com is the website. They are our favorite clothing brand. Also, now my dad's favorite clothing brand, apparently. He came over for New Year's Day, did a little dinner, came over in his lamb chop sweats.
Oh, we love that for him.
Pulled up to the crib in lamb chop sweats, and he's like, dude, these are so comfortable. Because look on their site. They got the ash gray. They got them on sale. I got to get them. Like, all right, man.
a little bit of extra breathing room for those bigger meals, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, you have the zippered pockets to keep everything secure. That you need, and of course you look dope. Like, why wouldn't your dad be wearing those to a dinner party?
It's exactly what I said. He pulled up. I was like, damn, dad, you look dope. He was wearing the new fall and winter collection sweats. They're like a dark gray, a very, very dark gray, like a charcoal. I wouldn't even call it a charcoal gray. It's dark, kind of a dark gray with the lamb chops, word mark on the left thigh. Really, really cool looking. And you should get a pair, and you can do that at sglambchops.com. If you use promo code candlestick20, you can get 20% off your order today. We love our friends at Lamb Chops. We appreciate their sponsorship, and we will continue rocking Lamb Chops from now until the end of our days.
I am going on another road trip next week. We'll be stopping through the great city of Detroit, Charlotte, and Philadelphia, and you can bet all three cities will see some Lamb Chops gear in some capacity. Right. So it's not even just because they sponsor. It's like they are legitimately in the wardrobe, in the rotation. So shout out to our homies at Lamb Chops.
We love them. SGLambChops.com, promo code Candlestick20 for 20% off your order today. Join the herd. We're also sponsored by Cooperage Brewing, home of the Candlestick Chronicles Hazy IPA, but also home to many delicious beers. You can get them at the brewery, which is a great spot up in Santa Rosa. I cannot recommend it enough. It is one of my favorite breweries to hang out at. And then you can order beer online. Maybe you're like, Kyle, I live in Southern California. You know what? I live down in the South Bay. Santa Rosa's kind of a mission. One, take a little staycation to Santa Rosa. It's a good spot. Two, you can order it online. Go to cooperagebrewing.com. As long as you're 21 and over and in the state of California, Cooperage will ship a case of beer to you. You can mix and match if you want to try several. You can get 24 cans of Candlestick Chronicles Hazy IPA if you want, or 24 cans of whatever other beer you like. My recommendation, if you've not had Cooperage before, get a mix and match case. And then once you find the ones you like, just get cases of those beers when you find your favorites. That's what I would do.
They've had Candlestick Chronicles Hazy IPA all season for the first time. It's just been one continuous run. It's been in such high demand, which we really appreciate. You can get really any type of beer that you want. They have Sparkle Pants watermelon and mint hard seltzer four packs that you can get if hard seltzers are your jam. They have Pilsners, Dala Dala Pils, y'all, of course, a local favorite. Kurt Reynolds Pale Ale is back. If you know, you know. Tommy Pastrami Hazy IPA, Sound is Vibration, a hazy IPA. They have Granddaddy Terp, which is a West Coast double dry hopped double IPA. A little more premium in price, and it sounds like a little bit more of a premium selection. The can looks amazing. If you go to Cooperage's website, cooperagebrewing.com. So whether you're an IPA person or a lager person or a Pilsner person or even a wheat beer person or a seltzer person, they have a little bit of everything for you. So check out our good buddies at Cooperage.
We love Cooperage. Visit cooperagebrewing.com today. All right. The 49ers are facing the Rams in a Week 18 game that might as well be a preseason game. We're going to talk about why, and then we're going to talk about Kyle Shanahan's philosophy on rest versus rust. And we're also going to talk about the Rams maybe hosing themselves by resting on Sunday. Let's talk about it.
Blue Wire.
Hey, this is George Kittle, and you're listening to Candlestick Chronicles.
Has got him and a sack him back inside the 30-yard line. Nick Bosa drops Aaron Rodgers for a 13-yard loss.
Quick pass caught by Kittle. He dives and he's in. Touchdown, 49ers.
Hey, I thought it made a lot of sense at first when I found out that the Rams were going to rest guys, and it doesn't surprise me because Sean McVay is one of the coaches that nobody plays during the preseason. Like, if you're going to make the team, you're just not going to play during the preseason. But so I wasn't that surprised when I saw that they were going to rest players, because it's kind of what I expected. But I also thought they had the sixth seed locked up. But it turns out the Rams do not. And the difference between the sixth and seventh seed, if the Cowboys win against Washington, and if the Lions win against the Vikings, whoever the Lions play, I think it's the Vikings, the Cowboys will be the two seed. And if the Rams lose and the Packers win, the Rams will be going to Dallas instead of Detroit in the first week of the first week of the playoffs on Wild Card Weekend. I would be trying to win this game if I was the Rams.
Yeah. I don't entirely disagree, but I think in Sean McVay's mind, he's thinking that no matter what, his team has to be healthy. Like, he needs his guys to be healthy. And I sort of appreciate the big picture idea of, like, look, if we're going to try to win the Super Bowl, there's no easy route. So, like, we need to beat everybody we play regardless. So we might as well just have our guys healthy and ensure they're healthy by not playing them in Week 18. So,
yeah, basically,
you know, I get
giving
it.
Themselves a bye.
Yeah, more or less, for at least some of their stars, right? Mm-hmm. But like, Puka Nacua is going to play, and maybe that's something where he just, you know, gets 29 yards and gets the rookie receiving record, and then they shut him down for the game. Mm-hmm. But to me, like, if Sean McVay thinks that there isn't a whole lot of difference between the Lions and Cowboys, I think I tend to agree with him.
Yeah, right? I guess if you get it's either play against the super unpredictable Dan Campbell, where you have to prepare for like literally everything in all situations. They might fake punt on a 4th and 50 from their own one. Like, you just have to prepare for everything, or you have to prepare for Mike McCarthy, who Sean McVay is going to coach circles around.
Yeah,
maybe losing is right. Okay, I changed my. You know what? I've changed my mind. Losing is the right move for the Rams if they do indeed lose.
Yeah, so the Rams have clinched a playoff spot, but they haven't clinched the sixth seed. They could very well be the seventh seed if they lose to the Niners. But again, you know, we'll see. I think if we really wanted to dive in the weeds of the Rams thinking, we could. But I think Kyle Shanahan said a bunch of interesting things today at his press conference, because and we're recording this Wednesday afternoon. You know, this is like one of those weeks that the game isn't super important, but I think this is one of the most important weeks of the season in terms of how Kyle Shanahan handles it. And I think he alluded to it a lot in his press conference today. And this is all about the rest versus rust conversation, right? Mm-hmm. Because given the 49ers injury context and the fact that so many of their guys are dealing with injuries, they more or less have to play. Like they can't treat this like week three of the preseason, mm-hmm. right? Like they are treating this like, you know, like Brock Purdy's not going to play. Kyle Shanahan announced that. And he's the only quote unquote healthy scratch as of right now. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure he would love to have Trent Williams not play, but Jalen Moore is still in the concussion protocol. And is right. it, you know, it Jalen Moore, it sounds like is trending towards being able to play. And if he's able to play, then you probably feel fine about him being at left tackle. But, yes. you know, do you feel okay about playing a third string quarterback or sorry, a third string left tackle, even with your backup quarterback in there? Because look, frankly, like there's not a non-zero chance that Sam Darnold has to play in the playoffs. So mm-hmm. do you want to risk playing, you know, some practice squad left tackle out there protecting his blindside against the Rams against right. somebody who might be competing for, you know, his NFL livelihood and trying to put some good tape together. Right. So what Shanahan alluded to a lot today was just the fact that there can be a domino effect when you rest too many guys. And one of the things he was very staunchly saying was that, you know, 2 weeks off isn't good for anybody. Like the 49ers are basically like Shanahan is splitting first team reps between Brock Purdy and Sam Darnold today or throughout this week, even though Purdy's not going to play, because there's a level of sharpness that he wants his guys to have, even though Sunday is going to look more like a preseason game than any other regular season game they played this year. But mm-hmm. when Shanahan was talking about the domino effect of, well, if we rest this guy and then these guys get hurt and these guys are straining, it's like you still need, you know, you still need basically 47 guys to win in the playoffs. Like it's not just you can't just rely on your stars and then, you know, just have some scrubs in other spots. Like, you know, you got John Feliciano dealing with a back injury, right? You've had Spencer Burford banged up for a long time. Aaron Banks has been hurt for a while. So if you just like rest all of your guys, then, you know, you're potentially putting these other guys, these second, third tier guys on your roster in the line of fire. And if they get hurt and if they're overworked and they get strained, then all of a sudden you're overall, like you might have your top guys healthy, but mm-hmm. your overall roster might be a little bit worse off.
Right.
If you do end up resting some guys in this week 18 game. So what Shanahan was alluding to and even joked about it to the reporters, he was like, I could go through position by position and explain it to you, but it's not going to do you any good because we don't even know like who's going to come out of the game healthier. Who's, you know, like they're going to have to deal with injuries during the game potentially. Right. Mm-hmm. Like that happens and that changes plans and the best laid plans can change, you know, for like during a game on Sunday. So it's not the point I'm trying to make here is that Kyle Shanahan was saying it is not as simple as just, okay, just rest all of your stars and basically have 2 weeks off going into right. the first playoff game 2 weeks from now or 3 weeks from now. It's, we got to maintain our edge and maintain our sharpness while also making sure the guys who need rest get the rest they need, while also making sure we field a team on Sunday that doesn't put anybody else in position to get hurt.
Right.
And it's kind of a tricky thing, just given that like the 49ers are dealing with a slew of injuries and there's only so many guys that they can rest without having to like cut a bunch of guys. Right. So it's not an easy spot, I would say.
If they were fully healthy, I mean, as healthy as a NFL team can be by January 3rd, if they were fully healthy, I think maybe the calculus is a little bit different.
Yeah, totally.
But like you said, Christian McCaffrey's already out. He's not resting. He is dealing with a calf injury. Eric Armstead is dealing with knee and foot injuries. Ross Dwelly, Jair Brown, already haven't been ruled out, but it sounds like they're going to be out again this week.
Tayshaun Gibson has a quad injury.
Tayshaun Gibson already dealing with it. So the Niners might need two safeties just to field a defense. You know, yeah. So I mean, it's I understand the idea of, hey, sit everybody. Deebo Samuel, sit out. Brandon Ayuk, sit out. George Kittle, sit out. Kyle Juszczyk, you're going to sit out. I understand the logic behind it, for sure, because you'd rather everybody be healthy, and you'd rather lose by 80 than deal with a major injury, but you can't. You have to have a team, and there are special teams, and there are players who need reps, and just, I think what we're going to wind up seeing, I was just going to kind of repeat everything you said, but I'm not going to do that. I think what we wind up seeing here is, so we know Brock Purdy is out. I would be very surprised if Trent Williams plays.
Yes.
Because Trent Williams' sharpness is not, I think, going to be hindered by extra time off. He's already dealing with a groin injury. Yes, he played last week, but I don't think the Niners want to push that any further than they need to. And then the other one is Javon Hargrave, who had the hamstring injury. He played Monday night against the Ravens. He played last week against Washington. I wouldn't be surprised if they sit him out. But I think if he does play, if George Kittle, Deebo Samuel, guys like that, I think it is one of those they play the first half and then maybe come out for the second half.
Yeah.
And that way they're getting their week of practice in. They're getting some in-game reps. I don't think we see anything crazy from either team. It's probably going to be super vanilla game plan wise. And Shanahan's certainly not going to do stuff like handoffs to Deebo Samuel up the middle on third and one. You know, I don't think we see anything like that. But yeah, it's, the Rams are in a different position with sitting Cooper Kupp and Aaron Donald and Matthew Stafford and Kyron Williams, because they don't have next week off. The 49ers are trying to navigate what is ostensibly 2 weeks off for them. And I mean, there's worse problems to have, but it's definitely not as easy for Kyle Shanahan. It's just like, all right, if you're a starter, you're out this week.
Right. Right. Because so many of these, like, you know, non-star players are dealing with injuries.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Aaron Banks hurt. John Feliciano, back injury. He showed up on the injury report today.
Yeah.
Spencer Burford's been out for a while. Jalen Moore has been dealing with a concussion. Juwan Jennings has been out for a while dealing with a concussion. It's not like, hey, rest Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk and just play Juwan Jennings and Ray-Ray McLeod, because those guys are hurt. And so are you going to have a game where you're elevating, you know, you have Chris Connolly and Ronnie Bell? Like, I don't know. Like, I just think it's more difficult than it would seem. And maybe we're making too much of it, or maybe the content is just a little bit lean, given that the 49ers have already wrapped up the one seed and we're going to have to talk about things over the next 2 weeks before we know who they're playing in the playoffs. But it's an interesting week. And maybe we should talk about too, like, what our thoughts are on Sam Darnold getting the nod, and what that could look like. Because
hey, real quick, since you mentioned next week in the bye week, lining up a special guest. Nailing it down, but I have a special guest lined up.
If it's who I think it is, the longtime listeners will be tickled.
It is who you think it is, and the OG Candlecron listeners are in for a treat.
I love that. But yeah, I'll be
Sam Darnold starting for the 49ers.
Sam Darnold. Is there anything? So this is kind of like the cheesy. I mean, no offense to sports talk radio. Or anyone who talks on it for a living, but this might be a cheesy sports talk radio take or question. Does your opinion of Brock Purdy change at all if Sam Darnold comes in and throws for 300 yards and 4 touchdowns on Sunday?
No, because no, I don't think so. My opinion of Sam Darnold would change.
Okay.
Because A, he would probably be doing it with like a half of Deebo Samuel and half of Brandon Ayuk, no Trent Williams. It would be impressive, and it would definitely, because I was of the mind, like, I wouldn't start Sam Darnold over Trey Lance or Brock Purdy, because we have 50 plus games of Sam Darnold as a starter, and it's pretty much been a disaster in every sense. But if he comes in and lights it up, then I think A, it's a good sign, not a good sign, but it just kind of validates Kyle Shanahan. I don't think it invalidates Brock Purdy at all. And it probably makes Sam Darnold a lot of money.
Sam Darnold, low key, for those interested in such things, is kind of an interesting pending free agent.
Yeah.
Cause I don't know that any team would like if he, say he came out and played really well, I don't know if there's a team in the league that would decide, okay, we're going to give Sam Darnold the same contract that, I don't know, Baker Mayfield got from Tampa Bay, which I think was what, $10 million a year to start.
I
don't think Sam Darnold's going to just go out and get that type of contract and be in that scenario where he's going to start next year.
Mm-hmm.
But I could see a team like going like a rebuilding team that's absolutely going to draft a quarterback in round one, have Sam be their bridge guy. But I don't, I'm curious to see, like, does he light it up? Like, can he do anything that would really impact the way he's viewed in a meaningless game? That, like, impact the way he's viewed as a free agent next year? Or would it have to be like Sam Darnold keeps you afloat in a playoff game while, you know, leads a touchdown drive while Brock Purdy's shoulder's getting looked at, you know, knock on wood, in a playoff game? Like, I don't know. It's going to be interesting. Carson Wentz, by the way, going for
Carson Wentz v. Sam Darnold. I don't know, man. Here's what I think and what you think is probably a lot different than what the talking heads on various sports media outlets would have to say if Sam Darnold comes out and lights it up. Like that's the conversation that is going to be really, really annoying.
The thing that annoys me about that conversation is that we've seen other quarterbacks run Kyle Shanahan's system, and some of them have not been good enough to win football games, even with good defenses.
Right. Like, and there were people, and keep in mind real quick, there were people before the season predicting the 49ers to win the Super Bowl because Sam Darnold was going to be the starter. I think it was Adam Schein. I think that's who it was, the CBS Sports or NFL.com or wherever he wrote this. Pick Sam Darnold to win the MVP. Like, that's...
Is that true?
Yes.
That's amazing.
It's like Sam Darnold, MVP dark horse. Like, everybody knows he's talented and the most talented thrower of the football the 49ers have ever had. I mean, that's common knowledge.
Shouts to Naoko.
But I don't know, man. Like... I don't think it changes anything Brock Purdy has done, because they're just so different. Like, Sam Darnold is, they're both good athletes, but Sam Darnold's probably a little bit better athlete. He has a rocket for an arm. The difference in his fastball versus Brock Purdy's is like actually stark on TV, and it's really funny to see. Mm-hmm. But I think the bigger deal would be like, oh, Sam Darnold can actually play if he gets to the right situation. I think that would be the takeaway for me is, okay, Sam Darnold made himself some money. If you get him to Minnesota, if you get him to
Atlanta,
maybe, like, if you get him to that situation, all of a sudden he becomes a valuable quarterback. I don't think it's going to be the Mitch Trubisky situation where he was kind of persona non grata, backs up Josh Allen for a year, and then goes and signs a 2-year, $14 million deal or wherever it was with the Steelers. I don't think it's going to be like that. I think he has a real chance to earn himself like a legitimate, like you said, like a Baker Mayfield, maybe not even a Baker Mayfield contract, maybe more than that, where it's a legitimate, like, starting NFL quarterback contract.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Not ruling
that's
it out.
That's a lot. I don't mean that. That's going to come across bad. I don't mean like a top end, top of market contract. I mean like...
No, like 10, 12 million a year?
Yeah, something like that, to be a bona fide starter. Like, he is QB1 day one.
I have a take that's unrelated, but I thought about it a little bit, and I've thought about it for most of the second half of the season in relation to Brock Purdy's arm strength.
Mm-hmm.
hear me out. If you want to aggregate this, go ahead. Aggregators who listen to this podcast. Brock Purdy's lack of elite arm strength might be a good thing because he throws perhaps the most catchable ball in the NFL. So because he's not throwing laser beams that are really difficult to catch, and because he's accurate, he just throws extremely catchable passes that allow for the yak numbers to be what they are, or that help the yak numbers be what they are. His lack of arm strength is a good thing.
Boy. Okay. No. I can't get on board with this take. If this was the first year that they were good at yak, then maybe we'd have something here. But sure. I can't get on board with that.
But you saw when in the Cardinals game in Arizona, when Brock had to leave with the stinger, mm-hmm. was it the first pass that Sam Darnold threw to George Kittle that he couldn't hang on to?
Yeah.
Because it was just had way too much heat on it.
It did make me think for a second, and then I realized that it was probably just an adjustment, like when you faced a guy who's thumbing 82 and then a reliever comes in who's throwing 98, like that first fastball looks like 114.
I think to a man, if you were to talk to Brock Purdy's pass catchers, they would say, like, yeah, he throws really catchable passes. It helps us.
That's because Brock Purdy's pass catchers all rock with him like crazy.
Yeah, that's true.
Did you hear Debo Samuel talking about him on the Kay Adams show? What's it called? Up and Adams? Adams.
I haven't heard this week's iteration. What do you say?
Oh, he just talked about how much they love Brock Purdy because of how much joy he plays with and how excited he gets and how much he loves football and makes them love football. It's like, good Lord. Guy's just out here doing it.
Good.
It's great. It's good for him.
Good. It's what you want.
Let's pause the 49ers talk real quick and talk about our friends over at Prize Picks. Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in America. It is my favorite way to watch sports. It has greatly enhanced the sports watching experience, and I think it'll do the same for you to earn a little cash. So join us on Prize Picks. I'm telling you, it's not, and even like with basketball season, they do the specials leagues where they do like combo entries where it's like, it'll be like Travis Kelce and LeBron James, and it'll be more or less than 10.5 combined three-pointers and catches. It's a really fun thing, and it's such a cool way to enhance your sports watching experience. So definitely join me and Chris. We can help you out with that. PrizePicks.com/candlestick. Use promo code candlestick for a first deposit match up to $100. That's PrizePicks.com/candlestick. Promo code candlestick for a first deposit match up to $100. You can do it on the web. There's an app. I use the app. Super easy to use. You're going to love it. Please join us at PrizePicks. Daily fantasy sports made easy. Hey, y'all, it's Kyle from Candlestick Chronicles, and I am so psyched to talk to you about HelloFresh. That's America's number one meal kit. Now, I know that you want to save money in the new year, and you want to eat better. You want to stress less. Well, that's what HelloFresh is here to help you with. They can do all three. So say hello to your most delicious year yet with fresh ingredients and chef-crafted recipes at a price you'll like. And the best part is it's delivered right to your front door. And I know you're sitting there and you're going, you know what, that sounds great, but I feel like I'm probably going to get the same recipes over and over again. I like to mix it up. Well, that's okay, because you don't have to worry about that. HelloFresh has already had a ton of options, but now they have more options than ever before. You can dig into their biggest menu yet. They have over 45 dinner options to choose from weekly, and even more market add-on items that suit any lifestyle, any diet you're working with, any lifestyle you got. HelloFresh has got you covered. And look, I'm telling you, I'm as busy as anybody as I know. My wife is as busy as anybody I know. We love HelloFresh. We get it directly to our door. We get three meals a week. And we just know, hey, dinner's taken care of. Even on the busiest nights, they have these quick and easy meals that we don't have an excuse now. We don't say like, oh, we don't have time to grocery shop. Oh, we don't have time to cook that. HelloFresh takes care of all of it. And I am not a cook. Dude, I'm telling you, I'm not a chef. I am like not not good at cooking, straight up. No matter how many video tutorials, no matter how much Chopped I watch, I am not a good cook. But HelloFresh makes it super easy. It's a step-by-step recipe card they give you. There's images, there's words. No matter what type of learner you are, you can do it. I promise, because I can do it. I cook the heck out of some HelloFresh, and I am not a skilled chef in any way, shape, or form. So I know that you'll be able to do it too. Go to HelloFresh.com/candlestickfree and use code CANDLESTICKFREE for free breakfast for life. That's right. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/candlestickfree. With code Candlestick Free. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. Yo, it's your homies Kyle and Chris for Lamb Chops. SGLambChops.com is the website. They are the official clothing brand of Candlestick Chronicles. And follow them on Instagram at SGLambChops because they have some really cool looking stuff that your bland ass boy over here is not very good at styling on his own. And so I pop over to the Instagram. I see how other people are dressing themselves in. Maybe it's the wolf shorts or the lion shorts, or maybe it's a pair of joggers, or maybe it's the ash gray hoodie that you and I love so much. And I base my outfits off of that, and it always makes me look dope, which is the single most important thing.
And it's also comfortable. It's also high quality. Yeah. It's super stylish. They're conversation starters, honestly. They also have kid sizes on here too.
Yes,
that is, and everything's correct. Unisex. We should point out also. So, yeah. No matter if you're a man or woman, these clothes will look great on you.
Or a child. They have children's sizes and a lot of their stuff as well. Use promo code Candlestick20 today to get 20% off your order, or you can do it tomorrow or whenever. Candlestick20 is a promo code any day of the week to get 20% off your order from SGLambChops.com. Shout out to them. We really appreciate their support, and we would appreciate it if you support them by going to SGLambChops.com and ordering some dope, comfortable, high-quality clothing. Join the herd today.
Real quick, and this is according to KNBR's Instagram feed. The Niners have 13 players who are leading their positions in Pro Bowl voting.
15.
What's your source?
I believe that to be the case. Matt Barrows of The Athletic.
Okay. We rock with Barrows. Is this on Twitter?
Yeah, it's on Matt Barrows' Twitter.
X, formerly Twitter.
Yeah, that's it. And then if my internet wants to load, I can actually grab the actual like list that got sent out by the NFL.
Okay. I'm not going to spend time on the pod scrolling, but I will read off the 13 that KNBR is reporting. Okay. You have Brock Purdy. Great. Brock Purdy, who was apparently the leading vote getter in all of Pro Bowl voting. Which is
that's
wild.
Correct. Yep.
Brock Purdy, Christian McCaffrey, Charvarius Mooney Ward, Aaron Banks, interesting. Mitch Wishnowsky, I mean, about time. Nick Bosa, Fred Warner, Jake Brendel, Trent Williams, Eric Armstead, George Kittle, Kyle Juszczyk, and of course, our guy, friend of the pod, Tabor Pepper.
Did you get Mitch Wishnowsky?
Yep.
Did you get Ray Ray McLeod?
Oh, did not.
Yeah, Ray Ray is...
He's the leading vote getter for punt returners?
He is second in return specialist. I have lied to you and I'm sorry.
Wow. Okay.
I messed up.
Okay.
It's my bad.
Appreciate you being accountable.
Yeah. I always hold myself accountable.
Yeah. Unlike some head coaches I can think of.
Yeah. Got him. Shout out to the faithful for pulling up for the fan vote.
Aaron Banks a Pro Bowler in your opinion?
Sure.
Jake Brendel?
I'm trying to be better about this. I've grinded. I have grinded 0 seconds of any other team left guard tape.
Oh, sure.
So Aaron Banks, to me, is a Pro Bowler because he's the only left guard I pay attention to.
He's the best left guard you've watched closely all year.
Although John Feliciano's done a really nice job there. Is Aaron Banks a system left guard? Let's talk about it. Is John Feliciano the Sam Darnold of left guards?
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Yeah, I mean, I don't like Brock Purdy's probably going to finish second in MVP. Second or third. Niners might have two of the top three MVP candidates.
Are votes due after week 18?
I would imagine so.
I think it depends on what Josh Allen and / or Tua do against one another in that AFC East showdown. If Josh Allen goes and throws for 500 yards and 4 touchdowns and runs in another touchdown to win the AFC East, I think he gets a bunch of votes. Unless they're already due, but that'd be crazy. I think they're due after.
No, I don't think they're due before the end of the season. That would be silly.
Yeah. So I think Josh Allen could sneak in there because people really, really badly want to make Josh Allen an MVP candidate. So that wouldn't that wouldn't shock me. And maybe like same deal with Tua and Tyreek Hill. If one of those guys just really lights it up in that game, maybe they win the AFC East because of it, then maybe they get it. But yeah, I think Brock Purdy's top three.
Top three. Yeah, McCaffrey can't add to his case, but he's still going to be, I think, the only skill guy who goes over 2,000 yards from scrimmage this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty decent.
Sounds like it. He's all right. Pretty good little season.
Pretty good season.
I went from writing about all these 49ers team records that could go down because I was just so sure that one of the Lions or Eagles were going to win on Sunday and make this game matter. So it's like, man, the passing touchdowns record, the scrimmage yards record, the total touchdowns, like all these different things. And then all that stuff goes that way. Brock Purdy's now done for the season, for the regular season. Christian McCaffrey's done for the regular season. Debo Samuel's probably not going to get to his 1,000 yards receiving to give him 3 1,000-yard receivers. It's just a whole... It's like, well, never mind then. It's all done now.
It was... I did not go into the weekend thing. Like, I thought there was maybe a 15% chance the Niners would end up with the one seed.
Oh, dude, we were talking about it in our text thread with our favorite cast member, Nick Wagner. It was... There was a point where Washington is going down to score and make it a 3-point game against the 49ers in the third quarter while the Eagles are in the process of thrashing the Cardinals. And it was like, man, not only is week 18 going to matter, but the 49ers could very well lose that game and wind up playing a wild card weekend and they're super banged up. Like, this is not going the right direction. And that's how it kind of felt. And then Tre'Davious Ward gets that interception. And the Eagles defense does whatever it was doing. And here we are. It's just such an insane turnaround in like 25 minutes of game time.
The Eagles defense was existing some level.
Hey, I know this isn't 49ers related. Sorry, everybody. But can we old takes exposed every person that was like, Howie Roseman has done it again. When they traded for Kevin Byard, who I like a lot. I used to do TitansWire.com. I was there.
You're
for
a huge
the Kevin,
Titans guy. Widely
big
known Titans
big
guy.
Titans guy. Everybody knows it.
The Titans community has been missing you dearly.
They really have. There's a whole bit in the Titans group chat I'm still in about # our Niners because they're big Niners guys now because it's a whole thing. but no, it's like, well, the 49ers are the team Mike Vrabel wants to be, but that's a different conversation. There was this whole like freak out about the Eagles getting Kevin Byard and how does Howie Roseman do it? There were podcasts about how he GMs and he's on the phone all the time and that's how you get Kevin Byard for nothing. And oh my God, look at his draft and holy crap, they got you. Oh, this is. And now we're here and they're going to be a 5 seed and they're and the vibes are bad. Like if they lost in the first round to Tampa Bay, would you be floored?
No,
I would be a small amount surprised.
compared to where I thought the Eagles were like in October, yes, I would be floored. Right now, no, I wouldn't be all
right. Based on the last 5 weeks, yeah, you're not shocked. And so I don't know. There was a lot of like, whoops, send the Lombardi to Philly when they got Kevin Byard, and now their defense still stinks. They're turning to Matt Patricia as their defensive coordinator. I don't know.
Whose idea was that? Was that Sirianni's?
Boy, I hope not.
Yikes.
Yeah, it looks like you're wearing an Eagles t-shirt, by the way.
I had that thought. I've had this t-shirt forever. I love it. It's a
great t-shirt.
Yeah, it's not an Eagles shirt. It's just undefeated. It's
a Kelly Green Eagle.
Undefeated did some collab with some artist who painted this eagle and they put it on a shirt, and it's been like one of my favorite shirts for like a decade, and it's somehow like still in good shape. So anyway,
it's a great shirt.
Yeah, but it's not a Philadelphia Eagles related
right
shirt. Anyway. I wore it during future Eagle Bob Lang, shout out to Bob Lang. I wore it to 49ers practice one time, the week of the Niners playing the Eagles.
Oh, you
and Bob was like pissed at me. And then Bob left the 49ers to go work for the Eagles. Later.
He was projecting. He was big time projecting.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Bob, I didn't even think about it. This is not a Philadelphia Eagles shirt. It's just a black shirt with a green eagle on it.
It's not a Philadelphia Eagles shirt. It's just a black shirt with the Eagles colors and their mascot on it.
It says fly Eagles fly, but like it's not actually an Eagles shirt. No, it's just something I see and put on, but
not that much thought went into it.
No.
Yeah.
Never. All right.
We're all on board that the 49ers are going to win no postseason awards, right? Like Shanahan's definitely not winning coach of the year. Kevin Stefanski has earned the shit out of that, by the way.
Depending on how you feel about Brock Purdy. I mean, I think Shanahan has a compelling, if you think Brock Purdy sucks, then Shanahan has to be the coach of the year.
No, I'm with you, but I don't think enough people think that. But I also don't think anybody thinks he's the MVP anymore, which fine, like Lamar Jackson has again earned the heck out of it.
Could John Lynch get executive?
No.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so.
Who's getting it?
It's not whoever gonna be Houston's Howie. GM is. Nick Caserio.
You think so?
Yeah. Okay. Probably something like that. Because CJ Stroud fell to them at 2.
In the offseason.
And they made the move up to get Will Anderson, and Will Anderson had a nice year. And they hired D'Amico Ryans, and they hired Bobby Slowick. Like Houston pushed all the right buttons.
Okay. But still might miss the playoffs.
They might. There's a real chance of it. It's kind of wild that and we can talk about this more Thursday, but it's kind of wild that the Bills could either win the AFC East or miss the playoffs.
Like half the teams in the AFC South.
Yeah.
Or all the teams in the, or no, three of the teams in the AFC South.
Right.
Are there any teams in the AFC South aside from Carolina who are out of it?
No.
They're all
Tampa Bay is in with a win. And then if Tampa Bay loses, then Falcons Saints is for the division.
And they play each other.
But Tampa Bay plays Carolina.
Okay. In Carolina.
Tough place to win. Ask the Falcons.
Yeah.
Really?
Hey man. I'm not calling it, but like, but put it like this. Any sub-5 or like any mid NFL team losing anywhere is not surprising.
That's a good point. No, you're right. That's fair.
If you're a mid NFL team, you're capable of losing any game. That's what makes you mid.
Yeah. They're having a mid off.
I would never That's pick Tampa Saints Bay to lose. I would never pick Carolina, but like
you're not picking Carolina, but you're not confidently betting on Tampa Bay either.
Yeah. If I was a betting person, bet's a stay away.
Right. Anyways. All right. That's fair.
Let's you have any here. You have any predictions for King's Magic tonight? I'm about to head over to G1C.
Yeah, I think the Magic have a lot of the length and athleticism that bothers the Kings. Okay. And frankly, I think that was an underrated part of their performance against the Hornets. Like, say what you will about the Hornets, they stink, but it's a lot of 6'7" athletes. And that gives the Kings problems. And Orlando has a lot of big athletes. But given how poorly the Kings played against Charlotte, I think we see an inspired effort against a Magic team that's on the back end of a road back-to-back. And I think the Kings get a dub tonight. I think they get off the back-to-back schneid.
Yeah. I mean, it's wild that it feels like the Kings eventually should get over that point where it's like, okay, we're just going to be better than this team that we should beat.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no matter where the Kings are at, how confident you feel, you still cannot feel great about them hosting an undermanned bad team.
Right, dude. That's somebody today on ESPN 1320 Sacramento Sports Leader. Somebody said today in our YouTube chat, they were like, this team is Jekyll and Hyde. I don't know which one they are. And it's like, no, this is what they are. Like, are you confident that this team is going to be a better team than a playoff team 4 nights out of 7, 4 times? And like, no, not even close. And that's the problem. So anyways,
helps when your $40 million a year center doesn't turn the ball over 11 times. All right. Well, we'll report back Thursday with more Kings takes.
Oh, people are going to be so fired up, dude. Watch out, James Ham. We're coming for you.
And I'll have some more on the road next week.
Can't wait.
I'll bring my mic with me. See if I can. It's going to be a tough road trip. But
oh, hey, when we get offline here, I got to ask you about your travel schedule. But anyways.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody. YouTube.com/@ Candlestick Chronicles podcast, or just on YouTube, search Candlestick Chronicles right there. Please subscribe to the channel. Hit the little notification bell. You'll get a notification whenever we go live, which we do after every single 49ers game and also a couple times during the week. And then subscribe to the podcast as well. Wherever you get your podcast, you can find Candlestick Chronicles. Please subscribe, rate, review, do all that jazz. We would appreciate it greatly. We will be back for a preview, I guess. Discuss the 49ers and Rams showdown on week 18. Goodbye, everybody.
See ya.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers. The trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.